Welcome back to Strasbourg. The European Parliament returns after June's election. It's a very changed place now. Europe has pivoted to the right and there's diminished influence for Europe's two big leaders, Francis Emmanuel Macron and Germany's Olaf Scholz. Set against this background, there's lots on the agenda this week. Today, the Parliament's president should be elected. On Thursday, there's a crunch vote for Ursula von der Leyen. She wants another 5 years as Commission president, and despite European Council backing, she now needs parliamentary approval. Margins are tight, and if she's not supported, there's no plan B, and that could throw an already fractured Europe into turmoil. Ireland's Taoiseach and Taoiseach support her, but four Fianna Fáil TDs are opposed. So, with votes tight and no plan B, what faces Ireland and Europe? Juliette Gash from RTE's political staff is with us now. Juliette, let's go first to today's events. Malta's Roberta Metsola is expecting to take her second term as Parliament President. She's in the EPP group, the same as Fine Gael. It won't just be a formality, though, will it?
No, up until last night, it looked like she was going to run unopposed. And candidates had, I suppose, I think it was until 7 o'clock yesterday evening to throw their hat in the ring. But no one had at that point. And then at the 11th hour, we heard a new name, an Irene Montero. I'm sure I'm saying that terribly wrong. She's a Spanish MEP from the Podemos party. And people may remember that name, Podemos, which means we can, from the anti-austerity times and rallies. And she's from that area.
Has she much hope?
Not really, no. She's from the left grouping, which also is home to Luke Ming Flanagan and the Sinn Féin MEPs, the two Sinn Féin MEPs, but they only have 46 seats. And while she might get some other left-leaning politicians supporting her, it's very unlikely.
The big vote comes on Thursday. Ursula von der Leyen is looking for another 5 years, as I was just saying there. The numbers will be tight. What way is the support falling?
Look, at the moment, she's seen as having around 400 votes because there are three groups that are officially behind her. They are her own group, the EPP, which also is home to the Fine Gael group MEPs. There's the S&D, which is home to Labour, our new Labour MEP, Eoghan Riordan, and also the Renew group, home to Fianna Fáil. And that's where, I suppose, the difficulty is, because while outwardly she has these 400 seats, it's a secret ballot and people can actually vote quite.
There was slippage last time out. She was expected to have 60 votes plus to her advantage. She ended up with nine.
With nine, yeah. So she needs an outright majority. She needs 361 votes to get through. There is no other candidate.
For von der Leyen then, every vote counts. Nine of Ireland's MEPs are not supporting her. One is undecided. There are four remaining and Fine Gael members, and they're supporting her. What way has this been viewed?
Well, look, you'd expect the Fine Gael ones as members of the EPP to vote for her. And the EPP is saying they do actually have a whip here. Now, the whip is a bit confusing because generally the votes are not whipped in the European Parliament because there are so many groups. If you think about it, there's dozens of political parties in the EPP, so it's hard to keep one line.
And of course, there's the four Fianna Fáil MEPs who are voting against her. Ireland South Fianna Fáil MEP Billy Kelleher, his group Renew are supporting her. He recently, this week, became first vice president. He's not supporting her. How's that going down within the group?
It's a funny one again. I think it's the fact that the people sort of align themselves to like-minded people while not being in the same party. So it's impossible to get to always agree, essentially. So they're allowed to disagree even though they're expected to acknowledge what the grouping is voting.
What's the impact in Ireland then, the ability to get that strong portfolio for Michael McGrath?
This is the slightly tricky thing. Billy Kelleher notes that he says he spent the past month really talking to his party membership, people he trusts, people he admires. And we do know that Micheál Martin had spoken a few times about ongoing engagement. It looked like perhaps there was pressure on the four Fianna Fáil MEPs to change their minds and supporters of von der Leyen. They are not doing that.
Finally, and just very briefly, a very different makeup to the Parliament here now after the elections. What impact could that have on European policy going forward?
The difficulty is that you now have three right or far right groupings, and they could cause ructions in terms of votes and things like that. There is less support for Ukraine among the right wingers, and that is also difficult because the European Parliament has traditionally been very supportive of Ukraine.
Juliette Gash, thanks for joining us here in Strasbourg this morning. It's